From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has outlined a clean break from the European Union, fulfilling a long-standing promise to British voters who elected to depart the EU in a June referendum.
It was a vote to restore, as we see it, our parliamentary democracy, national self-determination, and to become even more global and internationalist in action and in spirit.
In a 12-point plan dubbed Hard Brexit, the Prime Minister Tuesday said Britain will leave the European single market and seek a new arrangement so Britain can forge its own trade deals. Chris Beecham is an IG market analyst.
The key issues are what kind of trade deal we get with the EU and when does that arrive and what conditions are there that go with that. So that's the key, I think, issue for markets, is what sort of an agreement finally comes through. And I think that's the key details that will sort of take time to emerge.
Ms. May said both houses of parliament will vote Friday on a final deal to exit the EU. Formal Brexit talks, expected to take up to 2 years, are scheduled to begin in late March. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh has declared a 90-day state of emergency just 2 days before he is to step down and make way for President-elect Adama Barrow. Mr. Jammeh has refused to accept the results of the December 1st election, which he lost, prompting this warning from U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
President Jammeh is losing opportunities to respect the will of the Gambian people and to peacefully hand over power to the president-elect, which is supposed to happen on Thursday. Doing so would allow him to leave office with his head held high and to protect the Gambia people from potential chaos.
Mr. Jammeh, under growing international pressure to leave, denounced what he called unprecedented and extraordinary foreign meddling in his country's affairs. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition carried out 4 airstrikes against Islamic State targets near the Syrian town of El Bab, where Turkish-backed forces are trying to dislodge the insurgents from a border area. Turkey has been critical of what it calls a lack of U.S. air support in the fight against IS militants. Meanwhile, the World Food Program's Bettina Lusher said Tuesday that the UN agency has suspended airdrops of humanitarian aid to the besieged eastern city of Deir el-Zour due to heavy fighting.
WFP partners on the ground simply cannot expose the lives of the 60 volunteers who are in that open landing zone and would receive the supplies and distribute them. It's simply too dangerous to do this now.
Islamic State, which has controlled much of the province since 2014, Saturday launched an intense attack to capture the city of the same name from its government defenders. Russian President Vladimir Putin has blamed the outgoing Obama administration of attempting to undercut President-elect Donald Trump by spreading erroneous information. At a Moscow news conference Tuesday, the Russian leaders said they want to bind Mr. Trump hand and foot, preventing him from fulfilling campaign promises and undermining his electoral legitimacy. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said relations with the U.S. could improve once Mr. Trump is sworn into office. President Barack Obama Tuesday commuted the lengthy prison sentence of transgender soldier Chelsea Manning, serving 35 years for providing hundreds of thousands of classified documents to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks. In one of his final acts as president, Mr. Obama pardoned 64 people and commuted the sentences of more than 200 others. In Ivory Coast, at least 2 soldiers were killed Tuesday in fresh unrest following a security force mutiny early this month over wages. The latest violence centered in the capital of Yamoussoukro, coming just hours after the government began paying out bonuses to former rebel fighters. The presence of troops, some firing weapons, were reported in several cities. China is suspending smog alerts at local meteorological bureaus because they often disagree with environmental authorities. A joint alert mechanism is to be formulated. The government's 3-year-old war on pollution has so far failed to ease heavy smog in industrial north, dangerous air quality readings in major cities. Germany's Supreme Court has rejected a bid to outlaw the rightist National Democratic Party, saying its xenophobic appeal is minimal, does not threaten the democratic order. Germany's 16 federal states pressed for the ban. U.S. stock values fell Tuesday, the benchmark Dow Jones losing 60 points to 19,826. The dollar tumbled but has revived after President-elect Trump suggested it was too high. Meanwhile, the British pound recovered following Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit speech. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.